Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. The Indian rupee collapsed to a fresh record low of 71 against the US dollar for the first time ever by falling 26 paise on persistent demand for the US currency amid rising crude prices, news agency PTI has reported. Rupee is worst performing currency in Asia on year-to-date basis. Private sector lender Yes Bank has said it has received RBI's approval for the continuance of Rana Kapoor as managing director and CEO of the bank till further notice from the central bank. In June this year, Yes Bank's shareholders had approved the reappointment of Rana Kapoor as the chief executive and managing director for 3 years, subject to final approval from the Reserve Bank of India. A day after an RBI report marked the note ban initiative a failure, Congress President Rahul Gandhi mounted an offensive against the Modi government, calling demonetization a scam to benefit crony capitalists. Addressing media personnel on Thursday, Gandhi said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi owes an explanation to Indians over demonetization as to why he inflicted such a deep wound when more pressing troubles persisted. Chairperson of ICICI Securities, Chanda Kochar, who is currently on leave amid a probe in the Videocon loan case, gave the AGM a miss, but her position remained intact as reported by Business Standard. 95.78% of the shareholders' votes were in favour of Kochar's reappointment. Kochar is under investigation on a charge of conflict of interest over a loan by the bank to the Videocon group, which had business dealings with her husband Deepak Kochar. The India Post Payments Bank will be launched in the Maharashtra Postal Circle through the opening of 42 branches and 168 access points on September 1st. Government expects the payments bank to be profitable after 2 years. The state-run bank will face no threat from private sector players. The initiative will focus on providing banking and financial services to people in rural areas through 1.55 lakh post office branches in the country. 3 lakh postmen will be trained to provide financial guidance to customers. Departments of Posts has been a pioneer of financial inclusion in the country. It caters to over 40 crore customers with over 17 crore post office savings bank accounts. Moving on, with the National Company Law Tribunal on Thursday giving its approval to the merger of Vodafone and Idea Cellular, the road is now clear for the two to function as a single entity. The date from which the new entity by the name of Vodafone Idea Limited will start functioning will be announced today, as reported by the Financial Express. President Donald Trump said in an interview with Bloomberg News that he would pull out of the World Trade Organization if it doesn't treat the US better. A US withdrawal from the WTO can be far more damaging for the global economy than even Trump's growing trade war with China. Trump said last month that the US was at a big disadvantage from being treated very badly by the WTO for many years. The Geneva-based body needs to change their ways, he said. Amazon is gunning for a hat-trick to take on the escalating omni-channel competition in India. Apart from a 10% stake in Kishore Biyani's Future Retail Limited and joining a consortium to buy out Kumar Mangalam Birla's food and grocery supermarket chain, the world's largest online retailer is now reportedly eyeing a minority stake in Spencer's Retail. Talks with Spencer's on valuation and structure are currently ongoing, an executive with knowledge of the matter told the Economic Times. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more news.